Hello, and thanks for checking out Chemistry Connections on the Hopewell Valley Student Podcasting Network, a proud partner of HVSPN.com, where students come together to publish content to share with the world. The opinions represented within this episode are those of the content creators only. Please enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, welcome to Chemistry Connections. My name is Maggie McLean.
And I'm Lila Antal.
And we are your hosts for episode 12, called Chemistry of Bread. Today we will be discussing the chemistry involved in the making of bread.
First, let's look at the history. The first bread was made around 12,000 years ago. It was created with coarsely crushed grain, mixed with water, then the dough was laid on heated stones and baked by covering it with hot ashes. For its time, this was a revolutionary idea, as bread was popular around the world. However, there is such a wide variety of different types of bread now, whether it's sourdough, bagels, croissants, whole grain, English muffins, biscuits, Irish soda bread, matzah, pumpernickel, banana bread, or pizza dough. It can be found in all parts of life, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Even people intolerant to these ingredients can enjoy a substitute made with gluten-free dough. What is your favorite type of bread, Maggie?
My personal favorite is the classic Irish soda bread with gluten-free wheat, of course, toasted with raspberry jam and butter. This is the bread my parents made growing up to connect me to my heritage. What's your favorite bread, Lila?
You know I like a good whole grain rye bread toasted with Nutella and caviar and pickled onions.
Whoa, what a combo.
Comment down below what your favorite bread is, and while you're down there, smash that like button.
Okay, getting back on track. By the late 19th century, enzymes in the form of malt were being added to flour and dough to control and aid the bread making process in emerging commercial bakeries. However, over time, this practice was abandoned as new chemical additives and processing aids became available. Let's pause here and look at some of the chemistry at work.
The yeast in bread contains enzymes that break down the starch in the flour into sugars. Yeast produces the enzyme maltase to break maltose into glucose molecules. Once the starch has been broken down into these simple sugars, it will then be able to ferment. Other enzymes in yeast act upon simple sugars to produce alcohol and carbon dioxide in the bread-making step called fermentation. The process of yeast fermentation is responsible for a number of functions in bread making, which gives the final bread its characteristic shape and texture. The main function that the yeast performs is to create gas, which is trapped within the dough structure and gives the desired loaf texture and volume.
The enzymes in the yeast are natural catalysts. A catalyst is a substance that speeds up a chemical reaction or lowers the temperature or pressures needed to start one, without itself being consumed during the reaction. In bread making, the catalyst accelerates the fermentation of bread. Fermentation is the process where the dough produces and retains carbon dioxide in the form of microscopic air pockets. It rises as a result of this. Catalyst breaks down complex carbohydrates into sugars which yeast can feed off of. With these sugars fueling the yeast, it releases CO2, carbon dioxide, which makes bread rise. And you know, I like a fluffy bread.
In order for a reaction to occur, there needs to be enough energy for the particles to break some of or all of the bonds in the reactants, so it can then form new bonds in the products. The term of this energy is called activation energy. If activation energy is high, the reaction will proceed slowly. This is because molecules can only complete the reaction once they have reached the top of the activation energy barrier. The higher the barrier is, the fewer molecules will have enough of that energy to make it over at any given moment. In order for a chemical reaction to occur, enough particles need to have the required energy to collide with the right orientation. When the activation energy is high, there are less particles that have the energy necessary for this reaction.
If the activation energy is low, however, the reactions are faster because more particles have enough of the required activation energy. The reaction has more energy, allowing the particles to move faster. This is where catalysts, like enzymes, come in, because enzymes lower the activation energy, allowing for the reaction to occur at a faster rate, which allows the yeast in bread, which contains enzymes, to grow, resulting in the formation of bread. Now, onto carbon dioxide. Though it can kill you, it helps in making a great, tasty treat. Carbon dioxide is released once the bread is heated up, causing the bread to rise. In bread making, the yeast organisms release carbon dioxide, CO2, as they feed off of sugars. As the dough is proofed, in a warm environment, carbon dioxide is formed. This is why the volume of the dough increases. Carbon dioxide expands and moves through the dough of the bread as it is baked in the oven. This results in a loaf of bread with height.
Carbon dioxide is a common gas. A gas is one of the three fundamental states of matter that will expand freely to fill the hole of a container. Having no fixed shape, unlike a solid, and no fixed volume, unlike a liquid. The rate at which gas particles move is determined by the temperature of the environment they are in. This can be seen when the bread is in the oven. As the bread heats up in the oven, the carbon dioxide gas particles will move faster. This faster movement of gases in the bread causes the bread to rise and maintain a higher volume. As the gas particles speed up, they create more collisions with the inside surface of the bubbles in the bread. The carbon dioxide collisions allow the bread to maintain a light and fluffy texture as it forms pockets of gas.
Now, back to where this whole thing began. We chose to study chemistry of bread because I have celiac disease. Due to having celiac, I cannot have any products containing wheat, barley, oats, malt, or rye, so I cannot eat any bread products. We thought it'd be pretty funny to study bread considering I cannot consume it. Lila, how do you say German bread? Hello to a German bread.
I don't know. You stumped me with that one.
Gluten tag.
You know my favorite part is when bread puns happen when you yeast expect them.
Wow, that was crazy. Now we're gonna do some ASMR taste tests of our homemade gluten-free bread.
Real quick, before a taste test, let's say a big thank you for listening to this episode of Chemistry Connections. For more student-run podcasts and digital content, make sure you visit www.hvspn.com.
Now on to our taste test. Very good.
So delicious.